Cole, the first question is probably a pretty obvious one, but the last couple of months, what have they been like? And especially getting back to racing, what's that been like?
It's been pretty crazy. I mean, I think it's pretty awesome to see, you know, our sport is back and, you know, NASCAR, all the things they went through, all the guidelines and safety protocols and everything to get us back racing. It's been, you know, pretty awesome to see, you know, how we've changed our whole schedule, you know, no practice, you know, just going straight into the race and seeing how we all adapt to that. It's been a little bit daunting as a rookie because you don't get any practices, you know, to work through anything, but it's just trying to adapt as fast as you can and make your car better and yourself better throughout the race.
What have you done to adapt to those changes? And maybe how has your team tried to help you to get ready for each race when you don't have the same level of preparation you normally do?
Well, one thing that we use that is really helpful is the Ford Simulator. I mean, we will go there about every week before every track, and we're able to make laps, run setup changes, just trying to get a feel for the track, and that's as close as you can get, really. So it's definitely huge to be able to go to the Ford Simulator and get a feel for things. And also, I mean, you just try and look back on the year and see what you could have done better and what's going to translate going into the race. And also, you just try and look at a lot of videos and film and try and get an idea of what to expect.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about that Ford Simulator and how it does help you and maybe what that can do for drivers and teams moving forward in terms of preparation for what you'll do on the track?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, to look at the, you know, the machine that they have in there that's running, I mean, it pretty much looks like a flight simulator. I mean, there's projectors all around it. There's a full cockpit of a car in the center, and it moves around on a jig and everything. So it's pretty insane. And to be able to plug all our setup changes in and get a feel for, you know, what does what is pretty huge. So it's insane the amount of technology that goes into it, but it's a huge help going into the weekends.
Talking to Cole Custer, driver of the number 41 Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. And obviously your schedule's different as well. Been trying to put some races together and weather's affected some of that. But what have you thought racing on the weekend, racing midweek as well with some of the scheduling that's been put together?
You know, it's been pretty good. I mean, I think it's something that we could probably do in the future. I think we've adapted to it. And obviously, you know, I think it hasn't been the end of the world not having practice. So I think it's something that, you know, we've all adapted pretty well and we could do in the future, but it would be nice to have a little bit of practice as a rookie,
sure.
You know, but I think, you know, that's just part of it right now, and we'll make the best of it.
Yeah, because I've wondered as well, you mentioned maybe something that could be implemented in the future, like, you know, when they go race at Eldora in the middle of the summer and in the middle of the week, fans watch, and I see drivers online on social media talking about how much they like it. I wonder, do you think there'll be more conversation about, hey, this could give us some ideas of things to do to attract fans in the future and keep people interested in what's going on in racing?
I would think so. You know, I think it's definitely something that can happen in the future. It just takes the right venue, I think, and the right, you know, everything to come together. I don't think it's something you can do every single week, you know, with certain tracks and everything, but I think you can make some really cool events out of it, you know, going from one track to another and have some series or something and, you know, bring some lively, you know, bring the whole week alive, I guess, would be pretty cool. But, you know, we'll see in the future, though. I think there's definitely some potential for it, though.
Cole, I love asking drivers, tell me what you think about Bristol. I just leave it as broad as you want it to be. But when I bring up Bristol Motor Speedway, what comes to mind?
Man, Bristol is just crazy. I mean, for me, when I was a kid, I mean, I would die to go to the Bristol night race, you know, just to watch the race and see it all under the lights, the beating and banging, you know, the bump and run. You know, by far, when I was a kid, my favorite racetrack, you know, to watch. And, you know, you'd spend all Sunday just, you know, getting ready to watch the race. And it's a crazy racetrack as a driver, you know, being able to move around the whole track and, you know, going so fast on a tiny little track. So it's challenging, but it's definitely probably a fan and driver favorite.
Yeah, what's different about, come back to preparation, but in terms of getting ready to race at Bristol, how is that different from other tracks out there?
It's not too much different, honestly. I mean, you're going to go in there and you're going to study and you're going to, you know, prepare for what's going to change throughout the race. I think the thing that's hard to expect is how the track's going to change. Bristol changes so much with now they put that PJ1 compound down on the bottom that changes throughout the race, you know, how the track rubbers up from bottom to top. It just, how the track changes throughout the race is really hard to adapt to.
Yeah, is part of it trying to see how other drivers are going to race you when you get out there at Bristol?
Yeah, I mean, that's something too. I mean, you have to kind of get the way of the land, I guess, at the start of the race too. Is everybody going to be really aggressive and start beating and banging, or is it kind of, you know, we're going to settle in here? So I think those two things, you know, how the track's going to change and how everybody wants to race that day is the two things that you really have to adapt to.
You know, and something you said there when I bring up Bristol Motor Speedway, talking to Cole Custer, is that often I hear, well, it makes me think back to when I was a kid watching racing, or when I was coming up, bring up dirt track racing. It brings up memories, I think. Do you think that's part of it as well, that when you think back to your roots or what got you into the sport of racing, that Bristol kind of brings that out of you as well?
I think so, for sure. I think that's probably about the first thing I think about when I go to Bristol, is how cool it was to watch the night race when I was, you know, 7 years old, and to see the racing there, and, you know, all the crazy things that happen and the crazy finishes, and all the history at that track and all the crazy moments. I think it just, it brings it alive. And, you know, I think you're just able to feel that every single time you go there.
What would Cole Custer, the kid, what would he think knowing the position that you're in now and the opportunity you're getting to race in the Cup Series?
Well, I think it was pretty insane. I think when I was a kid, I mean, I used to look at those guys in racing as like gods. I mean, I'd never thought that I'd be able to really do it. And it's unreal to be racing in the Cup Series now. So I think if I was a kid looking at myself now, I wouldn't believe it, I don't think.
What have you learned so far this year with your team, communication, all of that? And again, this year's different, obviously, but what do you think you've learned along the way so far this season?
Oh, man. I mean, I think it's just I think the biggest obstacle for us has just been that 550 kind of speedway package is definitely a lot different for the bigger tracks from what I'm used to in the Xfinity car and everything I've driven in the past. So getting used to that package on the bigger racetracks has been a big you know, obstacle, just trying to get used to it and figuring out what the feel is with it and everything. So I think that's probably been the biggest thing that I've been trying to learn.
Yeah. Along the way, how can the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, how can they help drivers through development? And then I think you probably just hit on it, but what are some of the biggest differences you notice when you do then go along the way and go quote unquote up a level?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, that at times it seems like we go through stages, I guess, with our series. And it seems like, you know, at times the cars are really close to each other. And at times the cars are kind of separated. And every time you move up a level, cars are a lot different. So I think as much as we can try and keep the cars pretty similar together, it's going to help, you know, a rookie try and learn the style of racing. And when things change from, you know, series to series, that's when it gets a lot different.
Hey, and Cole, before I let you go, just kind of going back to the break that we went through, there was still iRacing going on. How much do you think that helped? And then communication among drivers, what was that like as you're waiting to get back out on a physical track, but still there was something going on to keep fan interest?
Yeah, I mean, iRacing was pretty cool to get into. I think it's as close, I mean, just about as close as you can get to real life. It's definitely still a little bit different. So, I mean, the guys who do it a lot have a little bit more of an advantage. But it was cool to kind of still kind of keep your competition level going and just kind of keep everything going. But one of the weirdest things about it was hearing the drivers on the radios, we could all talk to each other. So that was one of the, I mean, people getting mad at each other, yelling at each other. It was like, it was very strange. It makes you think about what people are saying, you know, when we're actually racing and we could talk to each other.
Can you tell me who got the angriest?
Oh, man. I mean, it seemed like there was somebody different every week. I don't know, but it was.
I guess Bubba did get up and leave one time. Maybe he's the answer. He tweeted that out. So maybe he gave us the answer, at least publicly. Hey, Cole, I appreciate the time. I know you got some other stuff coming up, so I'll let you go. But thanks so much for talking to me, and good luck at Bristol this weekend and, of course, with everything else this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.